Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 7th. You'll be interested to know. 80 years ago today, in 1945, General Dwight David Eisenhower accepted Germany's unconditional surrender in Reims, France, marking a pivotal moment in the conclusion of World War II in Europe. This historic event paved the way for the celebration of victory on Europe Day, symbolizing the triumph of unity and peace over conflict. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 60 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, clearing before mid-morning, then a chance of rain showers later. Expect partly sunny skies with a high near 71 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain, and a low around 55 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 8:30 with a low tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather. On Thursday, expect a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m. with partly sunny skies and a high near 72. Rain showers are likely Thursday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 49. On Friday, rain and thunderstorms are likely before noon with mostly cloudy skies and a high around 56. Friday night continues with showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low near 48. Saturday brings a chance of rain before 5 p.m., but expect mostly sunny skies and a high near 66. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 51. Finally, Sunday is looking sunny with a high near 71 and a low around 49 Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a transformative year, legendary NFL coach Bill Belichick is redefining his legacy with his debut book, The Art of Winning: Lessons from My Life in Football. Endorsed by icons Tom Brady and Michael Jordan, the book offers insights into Belichick's journey as both a respected and polarizing figure in sports. Brady praised Belichick, stating, "Coach Belichick brought out the best in me." His book will do the same for you. Jordan emphasized the value of Belichick's lessons on excellence and leadership. This release marks a pivotal moment, suggesting that Belichick's influence extends beyond the football field as he reclaims his narrative. Now on to sports. In an epic showdown, Internazionale triumphed over Barcelona, securing a place in the Champions League final after a thrilling 7-6 aggregate victory. After three remarkable comebacks by Barcelona, David Fratesi scored the decisive goal in extra time, leading to a 4-3 win at the San Siro as fans erupted in celebration. Barcelona, despite the loss, showcased their fighting spirit throughout the season, winning the Spanish Supercopa and Copa del Rey while still leading La Liga. Young star Lamine Yamal dazzled with his skills, solidifying his status among the world's elite players. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway, The Sox stumbled against the Rangers, losing 6-1. Despite six hits, Boston couldn't overcome Texas' big fourth inning. Langford and Smith delivered crucial runs, with the Rangers capitalizing on a series of hits. Nathan Eovaldi earned the win, striking out 7 over 6 innings, while Giolito took the loss, allowing 4 runs. The Sox now stand at 18-19 as they look to bounce back at home. Tonight, the Sox take on the Rangers at Fenway Park for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Tanner Houck, with a 6.38 ERA, faces Tyler Mahle, who has a 2.19. First pitch is at 6:45, with temperatures around 68 degrees. In top news, for the first time, bite marks from a large cat, possibly an African lion, have been discovered on the bones of an ancient Roman gladiator. These remains, found in a Roman-era graveyard in York, England, are the first physical evidence indicating that big cats were used in arena games. Archaeologist John Pierce states this individual is the only known person in the Roman world with such marks. The skeleton likely belonged to a venator, a beast fighter, as gladiators typically fought each other. This discovery sheds light on the violent spectacles of ancient Rome and the connection to big cats in England. In business news, MicroStrategy has completed its recent stock offering to buy Bitcoin, but its stock is dropping. The company purchased 1,895 Bitcoins for a total of $180 million, averaging about $95,000 per Bitcoin between April 28th and May 4th. This brings its total holdings to 555,450 Bitcoins, valued at $38.1 billion. Despite these moves, shares fell 4% to $378, while Bitcoin's price dropped to $94,068. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $97,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $1,800. And Goatsys Maximus is unchanged at 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. What if the world could break its dependence on China's rare earth materials? A promising solution comes from Conifer, a startup developing low-cost electric motors that use ordinary iron instead of rare earths. Led by experts from Lucid Motors and Apple, Conifer aims to create an affordable, efficient alternative for various applications, including scooters and electric vehicles. Their innovative axial flux motors are designed to deliver greater efficiency while being easier to manufacture. With the global market for two-wheelers projected to reach $218 billion by 2029, Conifer's technology could revolutionize transportation and reduce reliance on costly materials. And in entertainment news, Thunderbolts, the first Hollywood blockbuster to debut in China since former President Donald Trump's tariff war, has significantly underperformed. The film opened to just 18 million won, or about 1.9 million pounds, falling short of local favorites like The Dumpling Queen. This marks the lowest opening for a Marvel film in China in over a decade. Meanwhile, Ne Zha 2 has become a massive success, surpassing $2 billion in ticket sales and ranking as the fifth highest-grossing film globally. This shift highlights diverging tastes as Chinese audiences increasingly favor homegrown content. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.